You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 299. Another countdown to kickoff episode. Day number 36 is all about Cole Luke. Cole is a senior from Chandler, Arizona, where he attended Hamilton High School. He is a 5'11", 193-pound cornerback, and one of two seniors in the defensive backfield. That's kind of a loaded comment or statement, I guess, but assuming Max Redfield wins a starting job. But definitely one of the older guys in the backfield. Time for him to take that leadership role. There's no one else to lean on anymore. It's going to be him and Max Redfield. We're going to go through his recruitment and then talk a little bit about this upcoming season, and we'll get started with his recruitment. Randall, go ahead.
I'll just quickly throw in, Devin Butler was also in that class. I mean, I probably won't start, but was also in that class with Redfield and Russell. But Cole Luke came in as a four-star recruit, number 77 overall, and he was from Arizona. Obviously, the warm weather. He, He's made comments already about how it took a little bit to get used to the Indiana weather. He said nobody can go from 90 degrees to below zero, or not necessarily. No, it's hard to do that, but his perseverance paid off, and he stuck it out, got used to the cold weather. But in Arizona during his high school years, even as a freshman, he played with the freshmen, but the coaches saw that he was going to be a really good player. And his breakout year was kind of his junior year, where he had 63 tackles, 12 pass breakups, and 3 interceptions, and all 3 of those interceptions were touchdowns. And as a sophomore, when they had played, they made it to the championship game, and they lost the title game, which snapped a 53-game winning streak for their high school.
Oh, wow.
Which, that's quite a few years. So they weren't too happy about that. And then, obviously, as a they did end up doing pretty good as a junior. And then as a senior, they started out 0-2. And it looked pretty bad for them, but they ended up winning the rest of the game. They won 12 straight and ended up being the state champs. And Cole Luke was obviously a big part of that, helped the team get to the championship game, and they ended up playing in the Arizona Cardinals stadium, and which was obviously where Notre Dame played the Fiesta Bowl this last year. So he had played there before as a high schooler. Or he'd won a state championship there, but obviously it didn't help too much in the Fiesta Bowl. But he, after his high school was over with, he played in the Semper Fi All-American Bowl, and then came to Notre Dame and started getting used to the cold weather.
As a freshman, he did play in all 13 games, primarily on special teams. And then in 2014, Kavari was suspended. Transfer in from Florida. Help me out, Randall.
I was looking at his high school record. It was his junior year that they lost the title game that snapped 53-game winning streak. So he had actually didn't lose his sophomore year or his junior year until the title game, and then as a senior, they started 0-2 and won the rest of the games, but. Cody Riggs is the guy that started across from him.
So he started as a true sophomore in 2014, and started every game last year as well. So he is one of the longest starting streaks, if not the current. I believe it's the current longest starting streak on the team. In 2014, he had his best statistical year. He had 11 pass breakups, 15 passes defended, and 4 interceptions. And then last year in 2015, his numbers were down a little bit. He had 5 pass breakups, 2 interceptions, and 7 passes defended. His two interceptions, one came against UMass, and the other did come against Clemson, so it was against a very good quarterback. One quote of note that's interesting. At the Fiesta Bowl, Brian Van Gorder, talking about Cole Luke, said, "Cole had a great development year in 2014. I don't think he played as well as he hoped to in this season. He really understands the game. He's very bright. He does a good job of managing the game and adjusting, but I think he would have liked to be more productive." He's a senior this upcoming season. He's one of the old guys on the defense, the one the younger ones are going to be looking up to. Max Redfield, who I hope has a great year, has been inconsistent. And so it's very important that Cole Luke is that consistent player. It's important. And I think that the players around him, the younger players, will be looking up to him for that consistency, for that leadership. He probably won't be a captain, but he can still be that steady guy that the younger guys can look to and watch. And I do expect him to have a very solid season. He might not have the statistical numbers that he had in 2014 as far as four interceptions or 11 pass breakups, which is really, really a high number, because teams will probably be trying to take advantage of some of those first-year starters on the other side of the field.
I could actually see him as a captain on this year's team on the defense, just because of there aren't that many options. But one more thing, of his pass breakups in 2014, the 11 he had, that is actually tied for third most in Notre Dame history.
So that's impressive as a true sophomore. All right, that's all I've got for Cole Luke. One other thought I guess I had. Do you think Cole Luke is an NFL prospect? Will he get drafted after this season?
Yeah, I think he will. Especially after seeing Kavari Russell got drafted. I'd say he's just as good as Kavari Russell.
I think he will get drafted. I don't think he'll be high. I think he'll be in the second half. But I do think he'll get drafted as well. All right, Randall, anything else from Cole Luke before we give out his social media?
No, I don't. His Instagram is Cole Luke, so pretty basic.
And on Twitter, it's Cole Luke 11. All right, thank you guys for listening. Check back again for another mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.